Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
is here.
I'm going to kill him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
What's poppin', y'all? What's good? What's good? Are we live everywhere?
No, we getting live everywhere, but you know what? It's Tuesday, and that's how Tuesdays go, right? The realest show ever,
Tuesday.
Right? So let's go ahead and kick this thing off and, you know, have another incredible Tuesday in which, you know what, all we
do. DJ Khaled!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it. My folks locked down. I never went nowhere. What they say in Luda's back. Blame it on that conjure. The hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Go. My verse will still be serving. Tight like a million verses. Last time on a college remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in, make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
In
in my low-low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, life. You riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding the right.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air and make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, on the stove, water getting boiled. Being sold, Snoopy and system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust them, I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back, get the trick, jump the track, want my money back, time and time again, while I'm sipping on this. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
All we do is win. It's a mindset for real. You got to wake up every single day with the mindset of knowing that you were created to win. That's all we got to do is win, right? We're going to go through some things.
You make it sound so easy. All you got to do is win.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what we do. All we do is win. Nothing happens to us, y'all. Everything happens for us. And when you look at the situation in that way, guess what? You'll realize that all you do is win, and it's a part of your process in order to get yourself to the next level, right?
All you do is win. Fair, make it sound so very easy.
Hey, listen, no,
but guess what? We know it. You know, we said we know that. You know, we can say all we do is win because winning is a mindset, right? It starts out as a mindset,
right.
And when it passes that mindset, it becomes an action word, right? So you gotta go out and actually do something. But we know that you have to get it here long before you actually get it. So she's right. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. And no matter what aspect of it is, no matter what's going on in my life.
That's right.
No matter how many adversities are thrown at me in my life, no matter how many people say that we can't.
Right. No matter how much negativity is out there, no matter how many no's, man, no matter how many times we've been through bankruptcy, no matter how many times they came and took our car. Right. No matter how many times that we didn't know where the meal was going to come from that night, no matter how many times. See, the thing is, we got to realize that nothing for real happens to us. It's all a setup for your comeback in order for you to get to the next level. And when you wake up with that mindset for real, no matter what it looks like today, when you understand where you're going tomorrow, that's what makes you now have that right mentality, that winning mindset, in order to realize that, you know what, for real, the best is yet to come. And you got to understand that you got the power to shift and shake the atmosphere, and that you got the power to control this thinking. And when you control your thinking, then guess what? Your thinking, your thoughts become actions. Your thoughts become words. Your thoughts become the success. Your thoughts turn into the very things that you want to see manifest in your life.
Ooh, girl, you cliched them to death on that one. Ooh, y'all have them cliches, but guess what? They're real.
Call them what you want.
They're
they
real.
Work, right?
They're real,
they
man.
Work,
I must
right?
say, they're real. So
they work,
this is a mental
work,
shift, man. So what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to the Grind the Realest Show ever. You know what we do on this show. We're going to say some things that some people absolutely
we got
love.
A question over here.
We're going to say some things that some people absolutely don't like.
Right.
I would shudder to think that we say some things that people hate, but there are those out there as well. But nonetheless, we're still going to say what we say and do what we do, because this show bridges gaps. No matter what you do today or who you are today, hopefully somebody is going to have something said on the show today that absolutely benefits them. And once that happens, guys, the show was a success. So I don't know a show out of almost 300 episodes that it has not happened.
Episodes?
Almost. I don't know a show that it has not happened on. Somebody has gotten some relief. Somebody has gotten a breakthrough. And guess what? Then that means it's almost, if it's just one person on every show, then that means that it's almost 300 people that have gotten a breakthrough. Right.
Right.
So guys, Pam worked out yesterday.
She worked out yesterday.
Pam worked out yesterday.
I had to realize that I am in control of my day. All right, and no matter what's going on, y'all better take care of you. Okay, time out for real. Take care of you. You can't take care of the world unless you take care of you. All right, I had to come to that mindset. All right, and realize that, you know what, I'm not called to save the world, but I'm called to save the ones to help, not save, but to help the ones that are called to me. And at the end of the day, Pam, take care of you. And so, absolutely, I worked out.
That's that Jesus mentality. When you think that you can save the world, you have a Jesus mentality.
Well, I leave that up
and
to Jesus.
Yeah, and he came and he tried to save the world. He did save the world, but those that wanted. But,
he
you know, he got crucified
for trying to do it.
So, yeah, that's a I kind of write that in a network marketing manual that I'm getting ready to release, guys. It's one of the sections is the Jesus mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks all about that philosophy and that mindset and how you do not want to fall into that, how you stay away from that. So man, understanding, you know, Pam wanted to talk about potential and untapped potential. And we're in such a great place to actually talk about that, because people can always benefit from that. But we're in a great place now to tap into some potential with all of the time that you have on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap into some untapped potential. You can discover some things about yourself that you did not know. And I'm pretty sure that some of you are.
Right.
So when you do that, the question is, what are you doing once you make those discoveries? Right. It's all about discovering different things in your life and then making the necessary change to actually tap into your potential and to make that potential a reality. It's like playing spades. Right. You know, how many you got in your hand? I got three and a P.
Right.
We want to definitely get that P. We want to get that possible out there. Right. What's possible for you to do right now that you're not doing? What do you have the potential to do that you're not developing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we just coming off of an amazing Power and Partnership relationship series. We actually talked about some juicy things. If you want to hear and recap that, guys, and listen to it again, go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and you'll be able to select those episodes and listen to them in their entirety. If you want to see it on Facebook Live, you can do that as well. But some of the episodes may be muted because you know what we do. We play music on this show. And, you know, we don't own the rights to the music, but sometimes they mute us out. Sometimes they don't. But we believe that the people that are supposed to hear right now at this season are going to jump on.
Right.
They're going to jump on.
And that's the truth. You know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, as we're talking about potential today, you know, I think that...
Oh, we do the roll call.
Oh, okay. All right, let's do the roll call. All right, great afternoon, great morning, everybody. Let's see. We got Facebook. Let's go. Great morning. Uh-oh, what'd I do? Oops.
Wow. Wow.
No, what'd I do?
I exited us off? No, baby, you got to go back and do it again.
Really?
Yes.
It says enter broadcast studio.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, what happened?
Pam just kicked everybody off of Facebook.
Uh-oh. What happened was...
Go ahead. Come click it.
Oh, no. I think they're still there.
Ooh. Pam tried to get y'all kicked off.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't be clicking buttons today.
Let me use that.
I don't know. I clicked us off. I think we're back.
Do the roll call.
Do the roll call. You scroll.
I'm going to scroll
all
up.
All I did was scroll.
The because all you do is click, 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 no matter what.
All I do is scroll, y'all. I'm sorry.
Come on. Let's go.
But anyway, roll call. Great morning, Twayla. We see you. Happy Tuesday. Great afternoon. Happy Tuesday, Sharon Gross, Osborne, Jaron Gray, all the way out here on the West Coast, Las Vegas, Naja Hit Levels, Jamise Nichelle Sky. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to Nair Curry. Let's see who else. Angel Robinson, Kimberly Wooten Wilder, Sanaj Stribling. Great, 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 great. Jeanette Johnson. You know, just great morning to Taisha Dixon, Von Chia, Edwards, Renika. Great, great morning, great afternoon to each and every one of you jumping on the grind. And we got some people chiming in.
Pensacola, Florida. What's going on, man? What's going on? We got people chiming over from
Pensacola,
all over the world.
Demetrius, Candace, great afternoon, great morning to everybody jumping on IG. Several people.
What's going on, everybody, on
IG,
Instagram?
IG.
What's going on?
Arian Sanders, Krista Coy, Jacqueline Kier, Casey Styles 48, Tamika, Olivia, all y'all jumping on. Great, 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 great. One Royal Sagittarius. We had a question over here. From
what's
her.
Going on? I got some people over here too, man. Focus.
Uh-huh.
Focus.
I'm sorry.
What's going on, Megan Nichols?
I am focused.
What's going on, Mr. Dexter L. Scott? What's going on, my brother, my millionaire partner in crime, Mr. Dexter L. Scott? What's going on, man? Hazel Arnold, what's going on? Hello, welcome to the grind.
Welcome,
glad
welcome,
to have
welcome.
You. Lady Pamela Jackson, hello,
South
hello.
Carolina.
What's happening with you? Thanks for being on the grind. all the way from South Africa. What's going on? Thanks for joining the grind. Thanks
okay,
for tuning in.
All right, awesome.
Jackie Renee, what's going on, Jackie? Thanks for being a part of the grind. All right. Nobody else said hello, so I'm not going to say hello because some people don't want to be talked
great,
about.
Great, great, great. So there we go.
So what's popping, everybody, man? This is good. We're in the vein right now. I know Pam was saying something about somebody had a question before we jump into this content.
Yeah, on IG, do you have days when you get discouraged? How
heck yeah.
How do you get unstuck? Man, don't everybody.
Man, you got to go get some of that glue remover they sell in the hair store and rub it on your temples. So no, everybody, you go answer that thing.
You know, absolutely. I mean, there are always days in which you know what there are always days. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
There you go. Don't be political. Let's be 100 on here.
I'm being 100.
Okay.
You know, there are days in which absolutely you can find yourself getting discouraged. I can say, I mean, just being real with y'all, because I learned a long time ago, there are days in which they're not the greatest days. Okay, where you feel like you didn't accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. You want things to be different. But one of the things that I learned a long time ago, that for real, the things that you think, I just learned how to shift and to change my thinking and my thoughts. So I'm very good at not focusing on the issues at hand. So therefore,
why do
you
do that though?
Why?
Why do you when because you because when you so because, let's say when you wake up in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they say the devil comes immediately to steal, kill, and destroy.
Absolutely.
So he's gonna. When you open your eyes, he's there. Hello.
Uh-huh.
So what does how? Why do you? Why and how? You know how, but why do you do that?
Well, see, first and foremost, I've realized that the first 30 minutes of you waking up are very important in order to set the tone of your day. So the first thing I do when I wake up, I immediately thank God. All right, I immediately go into my prayer, praying, thanking God, setting the tone for the day. Because I realized that, true, the devil is always busy, right, at the end of the day. And so there's always going to be the negativity, the things, the issues that's going to start to come your way, the whatever, right? And so therefore, but when you set the tone of the day, and then immediately after prayer, I go into my personal development. So I'm going to put something into my ear gates in order to grow, in order to stretch my thinking. And I just listen to stuff. Like, I take notes. Okay, which allows it to get down into my spirit so that I am able to really grab a hold of the information.
Mm-hmm.
So when I set my tone like that, immediate, open my eyes, prayer, then my personal development. So I'm prepared for the day. I'm prepared for the battle because every day we got to realize it's going to be a battle. So there's going to be the moments in which, you know what, you set a goal or you want to accomplish something or, you know, you're setting out today. I write everything down. I want to do this. Then here come the phone calls. Here come the text messages. Here come this and that, taking me off of my focus for the things. But when I set the tone of the day, I'm able to keep the main thing and to not get discouraged because of the fact that I set the tone. And if anything tries to come into the way, for real, any negativity, any negative vibes, I don't let it creep in, because when it creeps in, it begins to grow. All right. What you focus on, for real, grows. So therefore, I'm very good at saying, nope, not going there. Cease and desist. Send you back to where you came from. And at the end of the day, you know, I set the atmosphere. Okay. So your atmosphere, your environment has to be an environment of growth. So I go into, and I know my kids, they get tired of hearing the same songs over and over and over again. But these are the songs that feed my spirit. When I listen to Kenny G, right, and Yolanda Adams singing, I Believe I Could Fly. Y'all, I want y'all to know I for real believe I could fly. That sets the tone as I sit and I visualize where I'm going. When I listen to Kevin LeVar, you know, talking about your destiny, and I play that song over and over and over and over again, it sets the tone, the atmosphere. When I went boxing yesterday, and the boxing, you know, gift that you bought me, thank you, baby, I love it. It has a program with trainers, you know, that have their song. Yesterday I said, you know what, I'm getting back in the game. I don't even want that program. My iPad was dead. I'm like, I ain't got time. I'm not making any excuses. I put the song on by D1 that feeds my spirit. When I'm in the gym, I can listen to this song over and over and over again. It prepares me for
like
the battle, and it's
times.
All against us, right? Against us, no matter what, right? And so literally, I put on them gloves, and I went to boxing. And so when you set your environment and your atmosphere, nothing can get in. And so these are the things that I do every day, all throughout the day. And literally, you know, and we do this in our house. We get up in the morning, and we blast in personal development through the house. We turn on the music, whatever. We create that atmosphere. So that, you know what, negativity cannot grow, all right? Discouragement cannot come in. We are for real positive people. And because we set that positive mindset in the very beginning of the day, it breeds positivity. Our kids can't bring negativity to us. And if they do, we say, stop, we don't want to hear it. That ain't what we instilling in you. We don't know what y'all watching on social media, on YouTube or whatever, but it's got to get up out of this house, okay? And we stop it, and they know it. So therefore, you know, it's because of the atmosphere that we create.
So the days that you feel that you would have felt discouraged, you've created a habit so that, you know, you wake up, you can occupy your mind, your mental with something positive.
Absolutely, because the mind is the playground. If you allow it to grow rampant, forget it. You can forget it. Every thought, every negative text about this not happening, I'm discouraged, it needs to be fixed. Man, it would drive me up a freaking wall, for real. I don't have time for that. So I look at it, and I'm like, okay, we'll handle this. They're working on this. You know, the best is yet to come. For real, that's how I keep my sanity. Otherwise, truly trust and know and believe that I'm human just like the rest of y'all out there. So therefore, I could fall into the negative thing. But what is that going to stop? It's not going to stop nothing. When you keep it positive, you are able, positivity times negativity all day long. All day long. And I got that a long time ago, but it's a constant growth. You know, we don't just open books every now and again. We don't just listen to personal development every now and again. It's a part of our life. It's a lifestyle. And so when you create the lifestyle, then that it's automatic. It becomes you. So, you know, it's not something that you got to struggle to do every single day.
Right, right. Yeah, no, absolutely no. Everything you said is 110. You know, everybody learns, differently. So you have to figure out how you learn.
Right.
You know, how do you process information? It may not be reading a book. It may be audio book. Right. It could be video that really, you know, you receive better with things that you see. Figure out how you actually learn, Right. And once you figure that out, you can maximize, you can tap into that untapped potential that you have. And it's all about speed of implementation. We talk about that all the time. We talk about protecting the poor all the time. And that's what Pam was talking about. Is going to be there. And the devil is, guys, in your situation and the things that you didn't do yesterday, things that you know you have to do today. It's going to use the negative aspects of all of those situations to keep you in the bed, right? Especially during the times that we're in right now.
Right.
You know, if you can just keep you in the bed, knowing that you ain't going to work, you ain't doing, you ain't leaving the house as much as you were. So then, boom, the longer you lay in bed, the worse it is,
it sure
right?
Is.
I mean, unless you lay in bed and put something in your ear and focus on. But for me, I need to get up and I need to move. Yeah,
five
rules.
Get up.
Get up and move. It's a process by which, man, if we don't grab it, then core is damaged. It's like a bullseye. And we talk about protecting the core all the time because this is a part of tapping into your untapped potential, right? Understanding, you know, who you are, what you have on the inside of you. So you have to protect the core, right? The whole thing is if there's no enemy on the inside, then on the outside can do no harm.
I just want to say this too. Mm-hmm. I didn't just wake up like this, okay? For me to get here, like for real, sometimes people are like, no, it's called working on you every single day. I didn't wake up like this.
Process and growth
every single day. I used to be that person that you talk to me and turn me in every single direction. But I'm sorry, but it's something about when, for real, you realize the potential that you have, you realize what you got on the inside of you, and you work on that thing, that then you become unstoppable.
Absolutely. Just because it took Pam, you know, years to really discover that, because Pam was shy for a long time.
She used to
let people run over her. That doesn't mean that's your path.
No more.
Right? So the reason we do shows like this, and the reason you listen to Nation stuff as a whole, is to gain strength, right? You gain understanding, right? You gain inspiration.
Right.
And if you gain those things, then we talk about this one term all the time. You keep hearing it, speed of implementation.
Right.
How fast can you implement what you just heard? That's the key to the game.
Right.
If you can grab it, if you hear it, how many times do you need to hear it? I think we did a show once. I did a live one, and I said, what's your number? You know,
right.
I said, what's your number? People were putting their phone numbers in there. And also, like, I'm like, no, what's your number?
Right.
What's how many times does it take you to get something when it's said?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need somebody could tell you, somebody on the street, homeless, could tell you something, and you know that it's absolute truth. Truth is even relative to you,
right?
The relative truth that relates to you. And the absolute truth, guys, is the sky is blue today. You look out and it's blue. That's absolute.
Right.
Relative is does it relate to you? That truth could relative, right? And you get it, you hear it, you know it's right, but you got to hear it a couple more times.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hear it from a big brand person that tells you, because they got a nice fancy suit, they got a microphone, and they stand in front of a crowd of people. When you hear it from them, all of a sudden it clicks for you. So your number may be 3, 4, 5, or 6, that thing down, and you become into the speed of implementation.
I'm just laughing at you because sometimes you tell me that.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. Nate will be like, I guess you got to hear from Bishop.
Yeah, I mean, some of y'all need to hear the honorable Bishop Gates. Some of y'all need to hear, you know, Joel Osteen or you name them. And it's cool. I get, I won't say it's cool, but I get what you are.
Right.
But when your number increases, You're literally shaving time off of you're adding time to your process,
right?
Okay, but when your number decreases, that means you get it. You don't have to tell me twice if I know it's relative to me. I don't care if a bum off the street tells me. If it's relative and I feel it here and I know it's something I need to change, I'm going to work on changing it.
Right.
So we talk about speed of implementation, and we talk about all of these cliches that we throw out here, guys. But they're all relative to success and process, and being prepared for where you're going. And when we really think about the things that happen in our lives, in order to tap into that untapped potential, it's all about the time that you actually spend with yourself, mm-hmm. right? Because you're trying to strengthen the core. And you guys know I always talk about the core, and I always talk about the layers around the core mm-hmm. and how you should control your center, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're controlling your center, then that means you're not letting anything, anyone, any place, any situation into that center, right?
Control,
because
control.
You're controlling your controls. You're the person that's saying, this is mine. I'm not going to allow you to feed me. Just because you're cooking it don't mean I'm eating it,
right?
Just because you're saying it don't mean I'm going to come listen to it.
Nope.
Just because you're doing it don't mean I want to sit there and watch it.
Right.
If you control your center and only feed your center with things that are good and prosperous and actually help you move forward, then you're literally shaving time off the process that you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the layers all the time, right? We're talking about untapped potential. And in order for you to get to your untapped potential, guys, you have to know how to protect your core with the correct layers. It's like a bullseye, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a bullseye. You got the little red center in the middle that everybody is trying to hit when they're throwing those darts,
right?
There's a reason that it's so small,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a reason. So how do you protect your core? You protect your core with all of these different layers. These layers are people's places and people, places, and things, right? So all of these layers around, and you're protecting your core. When somebody throwing a dart at you, right, your core gets smaller and smaller when you're actually protecting it. So they may hit the core on the 15 points. You know, that's not enough to affect the core. So you're good, right? So you're not. So you stop really hearing and seeing and actually, reacting to every little thing. You start processing things, and you start saying, well, if I react this way, and guys, I want you to get this. Okay, hear me. Okay. If you say, if something comes in here or here, right, or here, if you process it the right way and say, if I do this, how does it affect me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There you go.
And if you're listening to something that affects you, then you have to process and say, okay, I can't listen to that. Right. Don't be a part of things that aren't protecting your core. And I know this is hard because we're creatures of comfort. You know what I'm saying? We want things that, people love take things that taste good.
Love easy.
You know, people love, to give you a great example, okay, because we're in a health and wellness company. And what we do is we're concerned about what we put on the inside of our body, even on the outside of our body now. We have a lot of products. But we're concerned about what we put on the inside of our body because we understand that our body manifests from the inside.
Absolutely.
Right? So, if we go out and I hear people say it all the time, and I always talk about the white stuff, right? Sugar and salt, right? And I know some of you guys just clicked off already because you ain't even going to entertain cutting out none of that stuff. Right? But that's cool. Maybe I'm not talking to you yet, right? But when they say, oh, they made this taste better, they just added more sugar and salt, right? If they can make it taste better to you, then what does that mean for them? You're going to buy more.
Yeah,
you're going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You think they really care about how it makes you feel because you don't see it right away.
No.
You get the sugar high, right? It tastes good to your taste buds, and you get the salt, and it tastes good to your taste buds, but you're not understanding what's happening inside of your body. I always say, fam, I always say that you can't be great because your tongue won't let you be great.
Wow. You know, that's good. And that's in so many different ways. You know, that could be from the things that you're putting in your body. It could also be from the words that you're speaking.
Absolutely.
But that's so true. When you think about the things that you eat, the stuff tastes good, but it's not always good for you. And you got to realize that. I just think about them doggone hot tamales. I mean, I have a weakness. What about hot tamales? I still, you know what, but I have learned, you know, limitations. You know, that's one of the things. But you know, I realized that, you know, my body is crazy because, you know, my body will tell me that I don't need this, but I want them anyway. Okay. I want them anyway.
Sugar is 10 times more addictive than salt, than cocaine.
Headache. And I know, and the crazy part about it, I know I'm going to get a headache. Okay. But
well, let's
because
talk about
they
water.
Taste good,
see,
it's the sugar.
Because
my body
good.
Is rejecting it because, you know, I don't eat sugar like that. But every now and again, I'm like, And you know you can't eat just one hot tamale.
And every now and then, every now and then,
but
guys,
I have
okay.
to take and get some and then put them away.
Yeah.
I have to set some limitations.
Govern yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, limit yourself. Nobody,
right.
You know, it's I don't even cut out all sugar and salt. Pam will tell you, you know, I just wish when we go to the store, we never go down that one devil aisle, right? Go to, no, don't go down that one aisle with all of the crap on it. Because
oh
if
God.
You bring it, that's what I mean when I say protect your core. Some of you guys will go to the store. We've been guilty too because we'll say it's for the kids.
Especially
right?
when we go to Costco.
Yeah, we go to Costco.
Oh my, don't
crazy.
Go to Costco hungry. Y'all go to
y'all
Costco
already
hungry.
Know.
You buy everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of us say, right, it's for the kids. And we'll go down that aisle and it's a matter of what are you telling yourself
right.
to make it okay.
Yeah.
So we've got all sorts of elaborate excuses that we give ourselves to actually do the things that we do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you go down that aisle and you see all of this stuff, it's like, oh, it's like you physically turned down the aisle
right.
and went down there
like
and expected
pulling.
Not to be tempted, right? You have not been totally delivered from that yet. Like Pam, we can go down the meat aisle all day long. Pam don't want meat. Right. Now she could smell some meat being cooked. She'd be like, "Well, that smells good, but I don't want that." Right. So her senses tell her that it smells good, but she don't eat meat. Right.
Yeah.
For like what, 2-3 years now. So
I can cook it and everything.
Yeah, she can cook it. She
everything
don't eat it because she's created the habit that says she don't want it. But some of us, because I'm guilty from time to time myself, some of us turn down the aisle saying, "Well, I'm just gonna go down here, and I'm just gonna go to get to the other side." Right. But there was another aisle you could turn down and they got smart about that thing too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tap into your untapped potential until you actually start doing these type things, the habits that
mm-hmm.
you create. They got
That's
smart
it.
About that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Well, we'll just put the bread on this aisle too. Gotta have bread." Right?
Bread with the
sugar. The bread with all of the ho-hos and the ding-dongs and the oatmeal pies and all
right,
of that.
Right,
and
right.
you gotta go down there. So while you're on the aisle, you may as well grab you some oatmeal pies. You may as well. I mean, shoot, I'm here. I just eat one of these. These oatmeal pies will last me for a month.
Right.
I just eat one of these a week. Man, them oatmeal pies gone in 2 days, if not a day. Right? So it's about limiting yourself and understanding your potential.
Right.
Yeah.
Understanding your potential and discipline.
Right.
You know, because we could bring, you know, stuff into the house like Nate and sister had this carrot cake, okay, the other day. And I mean, the carrot cake
Pam's
is not
fault.
In the pantry, right? Big carrot cake from Costco. It's not in the pantry, but it's right on the counter where I got to look at it every single day, okay? And it's not moving fast in the house. Kids must not like it, right? And so I look at it every day, but because I'm like, I'm not going there. I've shifted my thinking. I got some goals that I need to accomplish, and so I can look at it. So, you know, it's all about self-discipline too, you know, and really getting into your full potential. It takes focus. It takes self-discipline. And, you know, really and truly, once you understand your purpose, the purpose that God has given you here on this earth, then you will begin to find your potential,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the things that you're capable of doing, the things that you're capable of saying no to, the things that you need to do every single day in order to now get to the very place that you desire to be and to accomplish the things that you want to see accomplished in your life, is going to require that. So you got to understand what's the purpose behind it.
That's
what's
the process.
Your purpose?
It's a period of time that you have to,
yeah.
you know, that you have to really go through. It's a struggle. The struggle is where the growth is. So it's hard for people to just, I'm just going to cut out sugar. Right. I'm not going to ever do it again. Now, you may be that person that has that resolve to say, boom, I
mm-hmm.
said it is done.
Right.
Right. Something probably sparked you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
To say, I'm not going to do that. And that was your trigger. Right. So you don't do it anymore. But some of you just take, I always use the crackhead analogy. Right. And I'm not making fun at crackheads, but it's a very addictive habit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you're addicted to a substance like that, even sugar, like they say, sugar is 10 times more addictive than cocaine, right?
Right.
So when if you put a crackhead in the room with some crack on the table, or you put a cokehead, whatever it is, a meth head, whatever you want to call them, you put them in the room with that drug, then it's not going to be okay. They're going to do it. They haven't gotten to that point to where they've been able to abstain from it every day. It's like working at a fast food restaurant. You go on break, your food is free. So what do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Fast food.
Right.
So not the best thing in the world for you at all.
Right.
So it's about your environment. What
right.
environment can you create to actually help you not fall into those things?
Right.
And it's a struggle, but in order to realize your untapped potential, guys, you have to protect the core. And, you know, we see things that you can take our company, the products that we have, and they're all natural. You look at the back of them, you read it, you're like, okay, this is, you know, all great stuff.
Uh-huh.
So what did I just say? You look at the back of it and you read
right.
it and you say, this is all great stuff. What did I say again? You look at the back of it and you read it and it's all good stuff. But you'll look at the back of that all natural product and read the heck out of it and analyze it. But when you go to the store and get some of that stuff in the store, you won't analyze any of it. You just pick it up, take it home, and put it in your body.
Uh-huh.
And that happens, right? We know this isn't a great part. Y'all ain't going to like this. This ain't what y'all want to hear. But seldom is the things that you need to do to get on the road to success what you want to hear.
Right.
It's like what we always say. We tell people, most people, you know, we always say be coachable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people only want to be coached to the extent that you tell them what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment you start telling them what they don't want to hear is when they cut bait and run.
Well, that means they're not coachable.
That means they're not coachable.
Coachability index.
Right.
Low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Low.
But that's so true. You know, but even along the side of potential, as you were talking, desire, you know, the desire definitely plays a huge part in recognizing the potential. And one of the things we have to realize when it comes time to potential, you know, and recognizing and growing into the potential that we all have and realizing it is that potential is not about what we've already accomplished. If we've already accomplished it, then guess what? That's something that we've already accomplished. Potential is all about what we haven't done yet.
Right.
And so when we, you know, realize the purpose for real, when you recognize your purpose and it gets connected to the potential, then you become unstoppable. And now you're able to understand and recognize the strength that you have on the inside, because that's what potential is. It's the untapped strength. It's the untapped power. It's the abilities that we have on the inside of us that are sitting there dormant because we haven't activated them. And so when we begin to activate these things and we begin to move, now we begin to realize and recognize the actual potential that we have, you know, that's sitting on the inside of us, because we decide to say, you said it earlier, because people in the world decide to stay comfortable. Okay, if you're comfortable, you will never recognize your full potential. So you gotta allow yourself to stretch. You gotta allow yourself to go through some things. You gotta allow yourself to fail through some things. But you don't focus on the failures. You focus on what you learned in the process, the growth that took place in the process. That's why we can stand here as we kick the show off today and just be thankful, as we came on here saying all we do is win, and be thankful for everything that we went through. Because Nate and I could tell you, if we had not gone through those things, I don't know if we would be as strong as we are today. Like, seriously, we needed those things in order to grow into the vessels that God could use on this May 19th of 2020. Like, for real, as we're still growing, as we're still stretching, every day is not going to be, you know, a day of just greatness. There's going to be challenges that you're presented with every single day. But it's those challenges and how you handle them that's going to allow you to recognize the potential. Because, you know, it's truly about life is what, 90% of how you handle it, 10% of what happens to you. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Right? How you handle it, right? And so literally when we realize that, then we'll be able to, you know, move into the success that we all were created to have, you know, because there's untapped success out there. But if you stay where you are, then you'll never allow yourself to be stretched into the position to where you can grow and go to the next level. Absolutely. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
No, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we talked about on the relationship series,
mm-hmm.
you know, we talked about it's not about what you think, it's what you, it's how you feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if we use that in every aspect of what we do in life,
uh-huh.
then it causes us to actually make better decisions.
Right.
And that's what life is. Life is a culmination of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So the old cliche is you are where you are thus far based on the decisions that you've made to this point.
Oh,
right?
But it's not nobody else's fault.
It's not anybody else's fault.
Because I can tell you, everything we went through, it was our fault. We decided to make the choices.
Yeah, when you own it, you can only change.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, I mean, but still, even in that, here's the thing. Whatever it is, it becomes a mental thing. It becomes psychological.
Right.
Right? So everything you own, whatever you own, you can change.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So if you own it, and not saying that you're taking fault for it.
Right.
Not saying that you're saying, oh, it's my fault that our relationship didn't work. You know, I'm not saying you clearly know that it wasn't your fault.
Right.
But you still take ownership. And you say, okay, you know, I'm owning this. You know, what do I need to do to make me better?
Right.
Right? Because I'm not saying I was perfect either. So it's a matter of everything that we do, we're looking at owning it, we're looking at protecting the core,
right.
and we're looking at basically trying to move ourselves forward. And I'm going to ask you guys that question again, you know, historically, and you guys be 100 with yourself, you know, put it in the chat, be 100. If you want to just say it quietly to yourself, that's what matters. You know, what's your number? Because that's one of the key factors. How many times does it take you to actually get something that you clearly know you should do? And if you can decrease that number and start implementing based on that number, then you're either going to be wildly successful or miserably failing, right? So if your number is 4 and 5 and 6, and even if your number is even 3, man, you're on the threshold of just being stagnant, staying where you are. Because you're waiting for a certain person to come to you and say something to you in a certain way in order for you to get it. And I know you're saying, well, some people, you know, they hear things differently and this and that. Okay, well, maybe that's something you need to work on. But it doesn't matter for me who says it. It matters what is being said. And if it resonates here, it's not what you think is what you feel.
All right.
So you can have the head can mislead you. But when somebody says something to you, how does it make you feel? Does it feel right or does it feel wrong?
Right.
If it feels wrong and you're still doing it, then you probably got a high number.
Right.
Right. So your life is going to be harder. I'm going to say harder than it would normally be. You're going to go through a more in-depth process to get to where you want to go because your number is so high. So what I'm saying to you guys is process things quick, right? Process things quick and make decisions based on, you know, how you feel. I said something earlier because we're not talking about emotions here, guys. Emotions
right.
is God-given. It's a God-given sense, right? Your emotions. You see things. You have emotions and things like that. I think emotions are normal. It's how we express ourselves, happy, sad, you know, or whatever it is. But if we take those emotions and we apply them and our number gets down to 1, then we're good. I said something earlier in our group. I said, you can't be in your feelings and in your bag at the same time. Right?
Right.
So it's different. It's a different when you're in your feelings, because when you're in your feelings, you're concerned about something that someone said that's pissing you off. Right. You've processed it and you've allowed that thing to grab a hold on the inside and you can't even move any further because now you're spending time trying to figure out how am I going to get back at this person? How am I going to fight? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Instead of you spending time and realizing, let me process this. They said this, this and this. How did this affect me? That's not who I really am. I just never did that. My character should speak for me. The people that matter. That because I'm above reproach.
Right.
But if I'm doing the things that they're saying I'm doing, then I feel like I got to fight people
right.
about it. And you spend all your time in life fighting every situation instead of rising above it, right?
Absolutely.
I've always said in every situation that happens to me in my life, Pam will tell you, I've gotten very, very good at this, right? If something happens, it's happening around me, the first question I ask myself is, can I affect change?
Right.
Can I affect change here in this situation? If I can affect change, if I can affect change, then I say how and I affect it. If I cannot affect change, the second question I ask myself is, how high do I need to rise above it so that it does not pull me down into it?
Right.
But some people are just sitting around with
That's
their
good.
Fists balled up, waiting to see what situations they can get into.
Right.
And you scroll through that thing called social media, and you scroll and you see all of this stuff, and you're
right.
like, okay, boom, such such. Well, how dare you? How dare you talk to her like that? What did he say? What? And you just like, so now you just become Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
And you fighting everybody. You float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, but you're not going nowhere. So why is the question? So how does it affect you? If you don't respond, how does it affect you? If
right.
you do respond, how does it affect you? People say, well, Nate, why are you so laid back? Because it takes a lot to get to my core.
Right.
But when you get there, or you get in the business, when you get to my core, you're getting the business because that's where I fight the hardest at. Right. But rarely do I have to have those battles because I don't allow anybody to get to my core. You see what I'm saying?
You know, and that's good. And you've helped me to grow in that area. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, Nate is the one who's like, listen, he's like, you know what? It ain't even worth the energy.
Not even worth it.
Nor the time.
Not even worth it.
And I'm like, you know what? You so right. And so, and that's the thing, because if it's not, you know, growing you, moving you closer to God, helping you accomplish your goals, what, you know, it, helping you to tap into your potential, then, you know what, don't even pay attention to it. Just
right.
keep on doing you, because ultimately, just like Nate said, you know, the things that you do, you know, and who you are, it speaks to everything, you know, how you represent yourself, how you move towards your goal, how you, you know, handle yourself in, as far as tapping into your fullest potential and recognizing the gifts and everything that you got on the inside of you. It's going to speak volumes. Your character, everything precedes you. So therefore, if it's not lining up with the vision that God is giving you for the things that you need to accomplish, it really ain't worth your time. Like, seriously. Like,
so
you
boy.
Learn to... Mm-hmm. Throughout the challenges and situations, you just got to learn to laugh, like for real, you know, smile, laugh, keep driving, and focus, move, take some action, realize your purpose, because your purpose now allows you to tap into your potential. Once you tap into your potential, you for real become unstoppable, and you're not shaken by the no's, you're not shaken by the negativity, you're not shaken by the people who don't believe in you, you're not shaken by the people who laugh
right.
at you,
right.
who think you crazy for the things that you're doing as you step outside of your comfort
funny.
Zone, and they sitting in their comfort zone, you know, waiting on, I won't go there, but they sit in their comfort zone, you know, just never becoming anything outside of, you know, what's been thrown to at them in life. Like, seriously, you got the power to not accept the things that just being thrown at you, and instead go out and get the things that you want to get. But it's unfortunate that people settle in life. People settle and never understand or recognize their full potential. Two bankruptcies, Sanat. Okay, tried to do three. Okay. And so, you know, never recognizing your full potential because being too concerned about what other people think. That was one of the things that I had learned a long time ago. Once I got rid of that, don't worry about it. Because I understood, I didn't know my purpose for a long time, right? Right? And your purpose for real is connected to your potential. Once you know your purpose on this earth, okay, you know why God, you know why God put you here, right? You know who you are. You got to know who you are. Who are you? All right, you are not the title or the position at your job, okay? And when you realize that, you know, for real, you are so much more than that. So who are you from the core? Who are you? And so once you recognize who you are from the core, and then you begin to recognize why you're here, why are you here? We all are here for a reason. We're here to give out everything that God has put on the inside of us. We are for real supposed to die, leave this earth empty. Okay? That's the reason why the graveyard is so full of potential, so full of dreams, so full of desires, because people didn't make the decision to tap into that untapped potential, to realizing the greatness that God has put on the inside of us. And so, therefore, then you end up leaving here not empty, you know, not accomplishing everything that could have been accomplished because of the fact that you stayed inside that comfort zone and allowed people's opinions of you to determine where you should be at in life. Right. When you let go of that, man, don't worry about it. So what do you need to do? What kind of environment you need to create? What do you need to put in your head every single day? And what do you need to listen to? What books do you need to read? Do you need to jump up and down? Do you need to run up and down some steps? What do you got to do in order to shift? Once I learned how to shift, don't worry about it. I don't care. I'm not allowing nothing to come into my space to take me off my game. And that's just where it is. Okay? Now I have to learn how to, number one, make sure that I don't forget, like I talked about in the beginning of this. You got to make sure that you don't forget about the things that God is telling you to do. You cannot have the Jesus mentality and try to save the entire world. You got to be able to put things into perspective. All right, line things up. Make sure that you're listening to his voice. All right. All right. And his voice is the most important voice, right? That discernment, because anything else should bring confirmation. All right. If it's not bringing confirmation and he's not telling you to do it, then maybe it's not a part of your purpose, you know, for real. Maybe it's not. And so when you realize that and you recognize that, then you're able to get up every single day and move towards the things that you're supposed to do. Who are you? What are you here for?
But you said something important. You said, you know, it's, you know, we can say all of this stuff and you guys can, you know, you can write affirmations and you can say all of the different things that you should say. You could sound very articulate saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't put the plan in place to do it, none of it matters.
Right.
Right.
So,
and that's a part of the reason there's a process that you have to go through in order to discover who you really are. Like
Absolutely.
Pam just said, who are you and what do you really want? And that means you have to spend time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to spend time with yourself, then it's all for naught, because I know people that don't even like to look at themselves in the mirror, because when you do that, you look at yourself and you realize all of the failures, you know, that you actually went through.
Mm-hmm.
and you belittle your own self.
Right.
There's an enemy on the inside of you that you have to conquer first, but you put your goals in place. And in order to create goals, you first have to say that you first have to believe that you can accomplish it.
Right. Right.
So you got your vision and you got to put goals in place for that. And one of the strategies that I use is the who, the what, the why, the where, the when and the how.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The who, the what, the why, the when and the how.
Absolutely.
When you can put those mm-hmm. strategies in place, you know, once you've conquered the demon on the inside,
mm-hmm.
and now you believe in yourself again,
mm-hmm.
Then you can, there's virtually nothing that you can't do. You just got to be willing to put in the work. So I always say who, and I never, Pam, I never put somebody else in the fire with
mm-hmm.
me. That hasn't raised their hand to be in the fire.
Right.
Right? So if I know it's something that I want to accomplish, now I'll take volunteers to get in the fire with
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
right? But if it's something I know that I want to accomplish, I have to control my controls. I got to control the center. So that means that I have to do the things that I know I can do.
Right.
Right. I know I can do this aspect of it, this, this, and this. So I do those things first,
mm-hmm.
right? These are the things that you control. And I talk about this in my book as well. And the next one was the what. Now you know what it is that you want to do. So you write it out. This is
mm-hmm.
exactly, this is what I want to do. This is, and then you go into the why.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why do you want to do what it is that you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if that right there is a decision point for you, because if that why is not strong enough for you to actually continue doing it when you run into some adversity,
mm-hmm.
or you have a challenge, the hurdle to cross, or somebody tells you you can, if that why is not strong enough, then guess what? You'll instantly quit, because it's easier to quit than it is to keep going. So you have to make that why something that is so strong that you won't quit on it. Something that's so strong that it makes you coachable.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's so strong that you're willing to be humble enough to listen to the people that have done it before you,
right,
and implement the things that they're telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's so strong that you're willing to understand. And it's fitting, because even in our industry and some of the industries that you guys are in, right, maybe in a traditional aspect, whatever you do, right, but we can speak from our industry. One of the things that I had to do was I had to take my corporate America mentality and I had to put it in my pocket.
Mm.
I had to really put it in my back pocket. I had to sit on it, because in corporate America, I was the juice, right?
Right.
I mean, I commanded teams of engineers. So I understood I know how to lead people to do this and to do that. But here, the thing I didn't understand was I didn't fully understand how different network marketing was. And I tried to deploy those same principles and it didn't work. I tried to bring, everybody wants to be somebody, but nobody wants to go through the process of becoming somebody in order to get there. So what happens is you leave out of your traditional job and you come over here to something else. And then you say, I know.
Right.
I know. Because you want to be treated here like you were treated there. But it's a different process. You don't know here yet, right? You may know how to weld some steel beams over there, but that has nothing to do with here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be humble enough to say, I don't know. Teach me, right? And here's the thing. You may have made a lot of money over there, but that somehow failed you. So now you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you just want to do something extra to make some extra. In any event, I've always heard that humility is the key that unlocks wealth.
That's true.
Right? If you're humble enough to learn from somebody that's not in the industry that you're in, but they're in the industry that you're trying to get in and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
If you're humble enough to learn is when, as they always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right.
But some people are so busy being a teacher about something that they absolutely know nothing about, because they want the same feeling here that they had over there. But there's a gap there. They're not willing to go through that process to get that, to fill in that gap, to get here.
Right.
So they just keep acting like they know, right? So, and that, I got to say, that's probably the biggest kiss of death, but that why makes you humble yourself to a point to where I'm willing to learn. I don't care. Like, people look at Pam and I, and people are like, oh, shoot, they were homeless. Oh, shoot, they filed bankruptcy twice. They didn't have repossessions.
How it made us feel. I think it was how the bankruptcy made us feel.
Yeah, y'all know that answer.
Yeah.
They had repossessions. They had bankruptcies. They lost everything.
Right.
You know, they didn't know how they were going to eat. You look at that, and you can't get past the person that we were to see who we've become. Because you're still thinking that we're still those same people. And it happens to you guys all the time, even in this industry.
Right.
You know, it's an amazing thing, but people aren't willing to humble themselves and learn. We've made millions of dollars in this industry. Some of you out there are professionals at what you've done over the course of a lifetime. Some of you have probably made $1 million, if not more, right? But it's over a longer period of time. But people listen to you and respect you in that atmosphere, right? But there are going to always be people that transcend that. There are going to be people that are exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are going to be people that are exactly what I said they are not, right? They're
right.
going to be the people that say, I am coachable.
Right.
I do want to humble myself.
Right.
I do want to tell me what I need to do, and I'm going to do it. How does this thing work? And, okay, I'll tell you how it works. But when I tell you something that you don't want to hear, you're going to have to still do it. You see what I'm saying? So that's how that works. So when you get that why and you ask yourself that why that says, I'm ready to do all of that. All I need is teach me and coach me, right? So once you get strong enough, you say my why strong enough, you won't quit on that, then you get that win. The win is always N-O-W now, mm-hmm. right? It's always now. And
no
then
other
the only, yeah, the only other part that you're looking for is the how,
mm-hmm.
right? And the how aspect of it is always the blueprint, because the principles that govern success in anything are the principles that you have to practice.
Right.
And people aren't, and it's the simplest stuff that people aren't willing to do because they can't get out of their own way. They haven't made an agreement with themselves to say
that's
that I won't quit anymore.
That's it right
I won't.
There.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do the same things that I used to do. I want to make a transformation. I just don't want to change. I want to transform. I want to become a person. I want to become a person that to the former me and the former people that knew me do not recognize. They don't even know who I am. That's how much of a transformation. I want to transform like the worm transforms into the butterfly. I want them to see me and be like, who are you? Right. I think that's the part, Pam, that really gets people hung up, because that transformation requires a sacrifice.
It sure does.
You know,
and you know, even in, and just to kind of close out, but even in what you're talking about, and especially in what we do, so many people never move into their full potential in our industry because they're too worried about what other people think. too worried about what other people think. Y'all want to know what the key to creating success over here at Total Life Changes and this opportunity? I didn't care when I started to reach out to the same the same people. I realized it was a part of my process. I had to do it. Okay. But I said, I don't care. Call me crazy. Call me what you want. But that's what stops people in our industry. They never build a list. This is a whole nother thing, but this is recognizing your potential in our industry. They never launch their business. And they never reach out to everybody they know because they're afraid of what the other person is going to say and what the other person is going to think. Once I said to heck with what they think, to heck with what they got to say, to who cares about the no's, I didn't care. And once I let go of that, for real, that's what created the success. And, you know, I had to get out of my own way. Because I was prejudging. I was thinking of what they was, you know, what their answer was gonna be. Then I got to the point that I was like, you know what? Y'all ain't paying none of these bills up in the household. Our situation needs to change. And so once you get out of that, and get out of your own way, just like you said, you know, so too many people are in their own way of creating their success. You got the high visions, the high goals, the high dreams, but you stopping yourself from even realizing your full potential because of the fact of it's fear, right? The fear of what people are going to think. You got to let go of that. And that's in anything that you do in life. When you're stepping out into something different, you got to realize that everybody's not going to agree. Everybody's not going to think about it. And when it comes down to our industry, it's the craziest thing. Okay, because people will buy into the 40-40-40 plan, but into something that will set them that has the potential to set them totally free. They want to say, well, that's a scam, that's a scheme, you know, what is that? Oh, that's one of those things. Yeah, it's one of those things that's created more documented millionaires than any other industry in the entire world. It's creating freedom. You get in for little or nothing. And so it's a mindset, though. It's what the world has been conditioned to think. Listen to The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Why do people do what they do? Huh? Why? They don't know why they do it. It's because of what we've been taught, what we've been conditioned. You know, go to school, get a job. Y'all go listen to it for real. Why do people do it? What's the strangest secret in the world? Why do people do it? They don't know why they do it. It's what we've been conditioned to do. So when you break the grain of what we've been conditioned to do, and you do something different, now everybody wants to think you're crazy. All right, call me crazy.
But that's a normal. It's a normal.
That's what I
it's a normal thing,
care
though.
I don't calling me crazy.
You know, it's a normal thing, and people, and not, and you know, you have to understand that process. But you know, in a nutshell, this is what it boils down to. Everything that Pam's saying is 100, and you guys just have to think of it in a way that that we've always thought of it, which makes us understand, you know, and not really
mm-hmm.
be concerned about it. So we say, you know, Eagles. I'm gonna make this statement and see how it sits with you guys. Eagles are never concerned about the opinions of crows.
That's it.
So now, I just made that statement. If that statement made you feel some kind of way, then you may be still a crow. If you understood that statement and it empowered you, then take joy because you're an eagle.
Right.
See, nobody thinks of them, wants to think of themselves as anything less than what they are, right?
Right.
So if your mindset is that I'm an eagle, we know what eagles do. We know eagles. We know that eagles are always, they fly high. The only time an eagle comes down to the ground is to eat. And they don't eat. They'll come down, they'll eat, they'll get some water and for sustenance, but they never, eagles don't even eat dead things.
Right.
They only eat living things.
Right.
They'll pick it up, they'll take, and they don't even eat it on the ground. They'll pick it up and they'll grab it and they'll take it up high.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you really think about what eagles do and the eagle mentality, you know, guys, you have to ask yourself, what is my thinking about myself?
Right.
How do I see myself?
Mm-hmm.
If average things irritate you, if every little thing irritates you, if you feel like you got to always fight battles with everybody, if you feel like, you know, that you wake up in the morning and the world's against you and boom, that means you haven't changed your thinking. You haven't shifted your mindset.
Right.
The switch hasn't flipped yet.
Right.
Right. So if you're thinking about, you know, the whole premise of improvising, adapting and overcoming, guys, it's all about having an eagle's mentality. And it's all about understanding that I eat from the tops of the trees. I don't eat from the bottom, because if I eat too long at the bottom, there's going to be too much nonsense down there that I got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So we always talk about in our industry that we create leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys that know, you guys of us that know us, you know, one of the things that we say is we don't want followers. We want to create leaders. The more leaders you create, the higher you can rise, right? And the higher they rise. And I'll say this last thing to you guys. Most of you are still concerned, as Pam just said, you're still concerned with the way the people that are around you right now feel about you, right? Remember, what you've done thus far has gotten you where you are thus far. And I'm not dogging the people that are around you. All I'm saying is, if you're concerned about what they think about and what they're going to say about you, then you're still a part of that crowd. You're still a part of the average. But when you get to that point to where you're willing to understand that I'm going to start taking off, right? I'm going to start elevating. And as I start elevating, I understand that there's this thing called gravity. And gravity is going to naturally start to pull me down. People are going to start to talk about me. People are going to say that, oh, you don't want to got fancy. You don't want to did this. You want to did that. And as you start to grab, as you start to rise, guys, you're she changed. It ain't the same. You doggone right, I'm not the same, right? I'm sitting, you know, say like my boy Jay-Z say, you think I made all this money to stay the same?
Right.
That's not how this works,
right?
So here's the thing. The further you get away from that gravity, guys, the less you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want you guys to get. All of you that are hearing all of this stuff, all of you that are hearing everything that happens, you know,
right?
That means you're still parlaying on that level, right?
Okay.
You're still there, because once you rise high enough, right, you don't hear it anymore.
Nope.
You're not even concerned about it, and you don't even want to talk about it. So you're so high, and you're so high. And here's the thing. Here's the part that blew my mind when I got it. God said, let your light shine. What is the brightest? How high can a light go to shine the brightest? The higher it goes, the brighter it shines. If you have a light and you think your light is shining and you got your light on the ground, then it's not shining as bright as it could.
Yes.
That's called untapped potential.
That's good.
And you're not allowing. You have something that resembles a level of success, but it's nowhere near the success that God said you can have. You got to be willing to take those hits. You got to be willing to rise and grind and keep moving to the top, no matter what people are saying below you, no matter how people are pulling on you. You have to create that atmosphere that says, I'm going up. If you want to come with me, you got to do what I do. And that's the key. All right? So
right.
Discover your untapped potential, ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
Good.
Can close this out.
You know what? That's good. Just, you know, when you find your purpose, you find your potential. And, you know, I could truly say that, you know, you have to realize that nothing happens to you for real. Everything happens for you. As I look back on, you know, just on life and being shy, being afraid, you know, not once, you know, talking, feeling like I had no gifts and no talents, being ran over in life for real, as long as I allowed it to happen. I'm thankful because I feel like God allowed all of that, all the failures, all the no's, all the people who laughed and, you know, talked trash or whatever, you know, that it all was what was necessary in order for God to help me to realize
right.
my full potential
right.
Because I have this unique ability to for real turn off all the noise. Like, I don't hear nothing. It's a gift. I for real don't hear nothing. I don't allow anybody to come into my space to take me off my game. And so I just believe that God allowed all of that to come together, you know, to for real, to now just for real be able to turn off the noise and to keep it positive. And it's a gift. It's a gift. But you got to work on, you know, the gifts that God has given you every single day in order to strengthen them, in order to really become, you know, the person that everybody, all of us were created to be, as we recognize our potential, understanding that potential is not something that we already did. If we already did it, that means we already accomplished it and it's done. The potential that we all have, we haven't tapped into it yet. So we got to keep stretching every single day in order to get ourselves in a position to becoming, you know, what we got on the inside of us.
Absolutely. Flip yourself right. inside out, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Flip yourself inside out and see what's on the inside. Get in the mirror. Guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, tell somebody that the grind is here with bridges and gaps, man. And remember, every single day when you wake up, man, you got to rise and fight. I'm telling you, nobody's going to fight your battles for you. The moment and the day that you realize that I got to fight my own battles, nobody's coming to rescue me, then guess what? Those are the moments right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams span out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Yeah, I'll
write
it.
Rise and shine,
y'all.
Yo.
Who was that speaking?
Rise and grind. It's called Rising. It's called Rising Fight. Look at
rise
that YouTube.
Fight.
Rising Fight, YouTube. Y'all. God bless y'all, man. Love
blessings,
y'all.
Love
See
y'all.
Guys on Friday.
See y'all Friday.